It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Christina Jedra joins us today. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine.
So your story is about a program that's helping vets to transition to the outside.
That's right. There's this program at Schofield Barracks. It's new, and Microsoft is teaching it. They started last year. Basically, it's an 18-week program where vets and soon-to-be vets learn tech skills in areas like cloud development and cybersecurity to help prepare them for work in the civilian world. It's called the Microsoft Software and Systems Academy.
I mean, that's terrific that we have this opportunity out here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's new for Microsoft, but the concept is not the only one of its kind. It's actually part of the Department of Defense's Skill Bridge program, which is designed for private companies to train veterans and then hopefully hire them when the training is over so that they're all set to, you know, transition into non-military life. So Amazon, Delta Airlines, Toyota, and a lot of other big companies participate in this program.
So how long has this been underway here in the islands?
It's just been since last summer for Microsoft, at least. And so the first cohort graduated at the end of last year. It was 17 folks. Three of them are actually now working for Microsoft. Another four are doing a paid internship with Amazon. A couple went back to school, and others are just working in the tech industry now, according to the site manager. And graduates of the program, at least with Microsoft, make an average of more than $75,000 a year. So it's pretty good for them.
I mean, that's great. I mean, you know, our military veterans have great skills that come with the discipline of the military, and then to be able to, you know, segue into these good paying jobs, I mean, that's terrific.
Definitely. And Microsoft said in a statement that, you know, our veterans have so many assets and so much to offer, and that's kind of what they're looking for in the tech industry. So from the training perspective, it's just a matter of teaching them some technical skills, and also they get to work on their resumes, personal branding, kind of converting their military jargon into IT jargon so that they can market themselves that way. And the students have really found some success, according to the teachers and a student I talked to.
So this is an intensive program, right?
Yes. Yeah, so it's like full-time school, basically, 8 hours a day for 18 weeks. And even on the weekends, they're always trying to improve themselves. Microsoft actually video conferences in about twice a week. So it's intense. They learn very quickly, they told me. But it's a great educational experience, they said.
So, yeah, what else have the students told you? I mean, you know, are we like just one of a handful of places where this actually exists?
It's just starting up for Microsoft. There are a couple other states that offer it in California, Colorado, Florida, Kentucky, North Carolina, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. But here, you know, this one of the students was telling me that she'd spent about a decade in the Navy, you know, always taking orders. She was a display technician and then later a military correctional officer. So you're kind of always told what to do in the military. And she said, you know, approaching the end of my service, no one was telling me what to do anymore, and I wasn't sure what direction to go into. And then she found this program, and she felt like she had some stability and a direction again. So she is hoping to maybe get a job with Microsoft when she's done, or at least somewhere in the IT world. She does want to stay in Hawaii.
So now, does the GI Bill pay for this program?
It does. Some of the other iterations of the program elsewhere, not with Microsoft, the Department of Defense covers it. For this one, it's the GI Bill, so it's totally free for vets. They can pay out of pocket if they want to for some reason, but yeah, it's a free educational opportunity for them and to be training full time.
And there's been a real concerted effort to help our veterans.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've actually gotten the veteran unemployment rate lower than the non-veteran unemployment rate, which is really encouraging. However, there is some evidence that vets have trouble finding the right fit as they enter the civilian job market. ZipRecruiter and the Call of Duty Endowment, which is a nonprofit funded by the makers of the video game, they did a report a couple years ago showing that underemployment affects veteran job seekers more so than non-veteran people. So they're, you know, this is an effort to kind of help people transition and find the right fit.
And the training, it takes place here on Oahu only?
Yes, on Schofield Barracks, but it's open not only to the Army, but to all branches, Navy, Marine, Air Force, Coast Guard. And every year in Hawaii, we actually have over 8,000 military members leaving the military. So this is an opportunity for them to make their way back to the civilian world.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Yeah, thanks for putting the spotlight on this word out for the veterans.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right. That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. To read the full story about the Microsoft program, visit civilbeat.org.